My thoughts, 02/01/2023, Psalm 67, verse 1. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, Selah. It's awesome to think of the mercy of God, the grace of God, the favor of God, the blessings of God, even the same that sustains, that keeps us. And as the psalmist says, may it be our prayer, as it is my prayer today, that God will be gracious to us throughout this year. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord bless us. In effect, may the Lord bless you and all that concerns you. May the Lord make his face shine upon us. And I tell you, may the Lord make his face shine upon you and upon all that concern you. Because when the graciousness of the Lord is toward you, when the blessings of the Lord abound round about you, when the face of the Lord shines upon you, you know what? There will be no contention in your life for everything that God has intended to give you. You can declare today, no more contention, no more contention, no more contention, no more contention, because I have the grace of God, because I am blessed of the Lord, because the Lord's face shines upon me. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace now and always. Happy New Year. May you enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living throughout this year. Amen. Graceful day, beloved. My thoughts, 01/01/2023. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Thinking about this scripture, I realized that as young as Samuel was, he had an appointment before God, as in ministering to God. And the word to minister means serve, to pour water upon his hands, to wait, to stand by, yes, to minister. And he did that unto the Lord before Eli. Before Eli means under the supervision of Eli, which means Eli had an oversight of all that Samuel did, as in serving the Lord. It could have been he cleaning the elements for worship in the temple. It could have been sweeping the place, mopping. It could have been cooking. It could have been cleaning dishes. It could have been anything that ought to have been done to sustain livelihood in the temple. And of course, Eli was watching, was guiding, was leading him. My prayer for you is that the Lord will bring you unto such oversight, that you have an oversight upon your spirit, upon your soul, and upon your body, that throughout this year, you will continue serving the Lord, ministering unto the Lord under the eye of your father or your mother in the Lord. And those of us who are having spiritual fathers, we should honor them for the oversight they have upon us. And we should trust them that whatever decision they take, whatever step they take, it is meant to indeed bring us onto full service unto the Lord, that the Lord will be glorified, the Lord will be honored. The second part of the text says, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. May scarcity of everything that pertains to God never make it a reason for us to go after it. The fact that the revelations are scarce does not mean that we should rush to where revelations are. We should rather have revelation, because revelation begets revelation. Revelation gives birth to revelation. In those days, the word of God was scarce. There was no open vision. And so the Bible says the word of the Lord was precious. My thoughts is, let the word of God never be precious to me because of how little understanding I have of it, or because of how inept I am in teaching it, or sharing it, or preaching it, or hearing it. That is, if someone is preaching or teaching it, may my shallowness not make me receive the word of God as something precious. But may I attend unto the word of God with all urgency as the only thing that is precious in this life, because his word has said that the only thing that shall remain when there are no miracles, when there are no elements in the earth, when there's nothing surviving, the only thing that does surpass and survives this age and time is the word of God. May the word of God be precious unto you every day of this year. May the word of God be precious unto you, whether it's coming through a teaching, through a preaching, through a devotion, through a meditation, through an inspired scripture in your heart, whether it's coming to you by prophecy, or whether it's coming to you any means. May the word of God be precious unto you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Happy New Year. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, as his goodness and his mercy follow after you every step of the way this year. Amen. My thoughts, 03/01/2023. Psalm 69, verse 1. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. This text brings to mind an SOS call to the only one, the mighty one that saves. For upon the earth there is no name given amongst men for salvation, redemption, or for life, except the name Jesus Christ. Let this be your call to the Lord, even as you purpose in your heart to seek him out this year, that you will follow after his will, that you will call out to him, even because you believe that he's a prayer-answering God. Save me, O God, the psalmist says, for the waters have come up to my neck. Life can be described as waters when they don't flow you to purpose, when they don't carry you safely to destinations. It can be very, very perilous. But in the sense of this text, we understand the urgency here, because life is at stake, because something that ought not to happen is about to happen. Life is about to be taken out, and that cannot be allowed. While the Lord lives, you shall not die. While the Lord lives, nothing around you shall die. The family you are in, you're going to see people live long. You shall not die. They shall not die. Whatever that is in your hands, it shall not die. Your business shall not die. Your ministry shall not die. You shall not bury your children in the mighty name of Jesus. As you join me to call out unto the Lord, save me, O God, even God of my fathers. The waters of life may come up against you, beloved, this year. The waters that are flowing, that are beating onto the earth, they are sweeping away those that are faint-hearted, those that have no foothold, those that have no solid ground, those that have no foundation that can be called a foundation, because they lack the strength and tenacity to endure the heavy waves. But you want to call out to the Lord for salvation because you know he is your rock, he's your refuge, he's your stronghold, he's your eternal foundation. All other grounds are sinking sands, but on Christ the Lord, he alone, that is the eternal rock. When we stand upon him, while we do stand upon the Lord Jesus, upon his word, in the confines of the provision of scripture, we have salvation. Because the word in us will grant us strength to endure, no matter the difficulty, no matter the hardship. Beloved, don't throw in the towel just yet. Don't give up just yet. Let hope, even hope in Jesus Christ, sustain you, drive your faith until your faith has produced for you the tangibilities of what pertains to the realm of the spirit. I may not be making sense now, but that day when trouble comes, remember to call out to the Lord and say, save me, oh God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace now and always. This year, may the Lord show you his goodness, even in the land of the living. Happy New Year. God keep you. Bye. My thoughts. 04-01-2023. Entreat me not to leave you. Part 1. Jeremiah chapter 15, the verse 1. Then the Lord said to me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my heart would not turn toward this people. Send them out of my sight and let them go. The other day, Peter asked a question, to whom shall we go? And he answered, you are the source of life. Sometimes we come to situations where all that we hope in seems to be given up on us. You may have been through such an experience. You may be going through it now. It may be coming up soon. But in such hard times, may we find the little strength to call out to the Lord. Leave me not. And entreat me not to leave you, O God. For the Lord to mention Moses and Samuel means for their ministries, the both of them in particular stood before God interceding for the people they had to shepherd. Moses did shepherd Israel while they were in the wilderness. And he often stood before God on their behalf, that God will not destroy them, that God will not deny them his goodness, his mercy. And the Lord oftentimes listens to those who stand before him in intercession. Samuel did. I remember in particular when it came to Saul, he constantly pleaded that the Lord will have mercy. He actually even wept when God had given up on Saul. That is an intercessor for you. And here the Lord tells the man servant Jeremiah that the people of Israel have come to a point in their walk with God where God can no longer contain them. This year, may the Lord not have reason or room to dismiss you, to walk you out of his presence. Rather, may the Lord with his wide open hands, because of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus upon the cross, may our Heavenly Father, in fact, may the Lord Jesus Christ himself, may the Lord, the Holy Spirit who is with us here, Emmanuel, God with us, may God open himself up to receive you and I. This year, as we seek him more, as we desire to connect with God in every way and connect with people in every way and put in effect the ultimate triangle, our connection to God, our connection to people, and people's connection to God. May this triangle work for us as we seek God the more. But may we not come to a point where God will have reason to say, send them out of my sight and let them go. And that question resounds. It resounds. To whom shall we go? He told the prophet, they can go to these four things. They can turn away from me and head for the sword and die. Or they can embrace a pestilence, if they are for a pestilence. If they are for famine, let them go to famine. And if they are for captivity, let them go to captivity. May the Lord not have reason to bring you onto captivity again, as he has already redeemed you by his blood. May you not be left to the sword unto peril. For that which the Lord has done in your life, salvation is granted you, the Zoe life is put in you, is precious, it must be preserved, that your purpose will be fulfilled upon the earth. May you not be sent to the sword, ever. May then be no reason why the Lord will allow famine, strife, and struggle come to you. This year, may the Lord not allow pestilence to override you, to overshadow you, to swallow you up. entreat me not to leave you, O God. It doesn't matter the situation you may be in. You can just call out to him, entreat me not to leave you. May I not take an exit from your presence, but rather, may I make an entry into the depths of your pavilion. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Happy New Year. This year, may the Lord cause you to experience his goodness, his provisions, his security, even in the land of the living. The Lord keep you indeed. Amen. Graceful day, beloved. My thoughts. 05/01/2023. Mark chapter 10, verse 1. And he left there and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan. And crowds gathered to him again. And again, as was his custom, he taught them. Getting up, he left there and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan. And crowds gathered around him again and accompanied him. And as was his custom, he once more began to teach them. The latter has been from the Amplified Version. This is what I'm thinking as I look at this text. He had a custom of teaching people. Wherever he found two or more gathered, he began to teach them. As often as he had the instruction of the Father to talk about the kingdom, using parables, analogies, using all proverbial means to teach the kingdom of God, he did. He had just left a place where he was talking about having to sever part of your body if it's causing you to sin so that you enter the kingdom of God with some of your members off, rather than having all of your members and yet you enter into hellfire. And he placed emphasis on the fact that he sees us as salt and that salt needs its saltiness to be useful. He just finished that teaching and a couple of steps away, because he had walked off that place and he had gone through Judea, even gone beyond Jordan, and yet the crowds were gathering from everywhere that people saw him and met him. They just came close to him. They actually gathered again and again and accompanied him. Wherever he went, they were just going with him. And so he took that custom. Every time he met people, he began to teach them. My point for today that I'm sharing with you is, there's so much the Lord Jesus wants to teach you. There's so much God wants to bring your way. There's so much depth of understanding he wants to bring you. It is his custom to teach you, whether in signs or symbols, whether in circumstances or situations, whether in letters or in words, in psalms or in spiritual songs, whether in hymns or in teachings or rebuke or preaching or in exhortation. He's got something to teach you. Whether he's going to leave you to go wayward and wander about and experience hard things for yourself, then you turn around and come back to understand what he's been teaching you. He has something to teach you. It is his custom. This year, I pray that you seek the Lord and his will for your life, so that as he teaches you, you will humble yourself, humble your heart, and listen to the instruction of the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Happy New Year. May the Lord sustain you throughout this year, even the land of the living, showing you his goodness and his mercy. Thank you. Bye-bye. Graceful day, beloved. My thoughts. 06/01/2023. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. From the Gideon's International. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom and also he created the world. From the Amplified. God, having spoken to the fathers long ago in the voices and writings of the prophets, in many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of the truth, and in many ways, has in these last days spoken with finality to us in the person of one who is by his character and nature, his Son, namely Jesus, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things, through whom also he created the universe, that is, the universe as a space-time matter continuum. My thoughts indeed, that God has worked with our fathers and those who have gone ahead of us in the faith, and in that walk he spoke to them, he brought his word to them as he does today. And when he spoke to our fathers, he did so by the voices and writings of the prophets in many separate revelations. Many separate revelations, which means the other had that revelation, the other had that revelation, they were miles apart. But what they had, what they received, what they shared, what they spoke, what they wrote about, all pointed to the truth. He did that in many ways, which means the truth came to our fathers in many ways. And today, as we share the word with you, we know that we are in the last days, and yet God has spoken and is speaking to us with finality, which means his intention for his declarations to us in these last days is the final word he has for us, that there's nothing else, there's nothing different. He's not going to point to anything else. He's the final chapter of the truth, who the truth is, what the truth is, what we should do with the truth, how we should walk with the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. So we know he's talking about Jesus. And said he has brought us to the finality, and he did that through his Son, Jesus Christ. The Amplified says, the person of one who is by his character and nature. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, no doubt about that. And the emphasis is on the same character and nature as God. A father and a son have a lot of similarities. And in scripture, we are learning by this text that Jesus is in the same character and nature as the Father. And his name is Jesus. And it is the same he has appointed as heir and lawful owner of all things, which means everything else that we ought to possess, we ought to become, we ought to have, we ought to live in. Even heaven, all of all that is waiting for us here, all of us who are here, all of us that live in this, it's all in his charge. He's appointed as a heir and lawful owner of all things. And so our message today is, it is through him, the Lord Jesus, that he created the universe. And he said, this universe is our appreciation of the universe should be that the space-time matter continuum, which means that it's a never-ending cycle of repetitions, which means that our days and our time here on earth will end, but surely another is also going to begin, which means as he seeks for us to be heirs like his Son Jesus, we are going to be called the co-heirs. So my intent and my thoughts on this word today, the final word of the Lord, is that Jesus is the answer to the world. The final word of God to everyone is that Jesus is the one in charge of everything that we ought to yield our lives to. We ought to yield our ways, our livelihood to, as we seek the Lord. to connect with him. As we seek the Lord, that through him we'll be connected to everybody else that we know and love. Humanity needs God. Everybody needs Jesus. And if we are privileged to know him, we are supposed to be that light that shines in darkness that darkness cannot comprehend. We're supposed to be that salt that brings taste and sweetness to every substance that is being served out there. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, even as you endeavor to show for Jesus the truth, that the world will appreciate him. Happy New Year. The Lord cause you to see his goodness and his mercy even throughout the year. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Graceful day, beloved in the Lord. My thoughts. The 7th of January 2023. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 1. Come near, you nations, and listen, pay attention, you peoples. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all that comes out of it. NIV version. We are constantly in relationship with the Lord. He has given us an eternal assurance in his name, Emmanuel, God with us. Our part to play in this divine relationship begins around our daily efforts to take intentional steps to be close, closer and closest to God Almighty. One key reason for such necessitated closeness is so that we would be able to audibly experience the presence of God. Proximity has everything to do with volume and the decibels we're exposed to. Proximity to God should also grant that we listen to what we hear from him in his word through our access to gates of revelation and various encounters the Holy Spirit allows. Absolute attention is required of all people, of every nation, you inclusive. As you take time to study, listen and prayerfully meditate on God's word, may you not be found outside the range of the speaking voice of God Almighty. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Happy New Year, from Brother Prince of Rojim. Graceful day, beloved in the Lord. My thoughts. The 8th of January 2023. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 and 2. Therefore become imitators of God, copy him and follow his example, as well beloved children imitate their father, and walk continually in love, that is, value one another, practice empathy and compassion, unselfishly seeking the best for others, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God, slain for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. We need to get close and closer to God. Our closeness to friends and family fosters peace and love. Whereas actual distance may not be an obstruction to the bond of unity among family members, emotional and spiritual distance could. So you see, even if we lack physical connection with God, we need to be connected spiritually. Today we call on you to imitate God, but that's not possible without knowing the Lord. A child can only imitate a father or mother they can see, hear and touch. Even without physical contact we can surely see, hear and touch God. What flows from God to us as we look to him, listen to him and know him is his love for all. To copy God in this wise means to ensure that we love others, value one another, practice empathy with compassion, and unselfishly seek the best for others. That's how we connect with others too. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. From Brother Prince of Rojim. Graceful day, beloved in the Lord. My thoughts. The 9th of January 2023. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 from the Amplified Version. Therefore, since we have been justified, that is, acquitted of sin, declared blameless before God, by faith, let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God, and the joy of reconciliation with him, through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed. God in his mercies has acquitted us of our sins by the sacrificial blood of the Lamb. We are now blameless before God, all we who have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as our own Lord and Savior. Everyone who believes today that Jesus is the Son and Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world is indeed saved and justified. With this position of faith, let us hold dear, with no thoughts of letting go, this peace we enjoy because we are reconciled with God. May we live each day in the bountiful provisions of the Anointed One who's always with us, even the Holy Spirit. The peace of God remain upon you and all you care about. This shortcast has been brought to you from Brother Prince of Rojim.